records. Phonograph. Gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
I am a DJ. I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go ahead, dancing there by the record machine.
Jukebox music.
Jukebox. Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Played by the DJ.
Here goes the last DJ.
Crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, a salute to the magical rock and roll age of 17, with a reference in each song and in tribute to the arrival in the Northeast of the periodical cicada. Dormant for 17 years, now emerging in a late spring mating frenzy that is one of nature's weirdest spectacles, as are some of the songs on today's show. You've been warned. This is not for the squeamish. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
In the wind, in the web that is known, I begin.
With the Stray Cats as 17 is the magic number on today's Vinyl Experience, with songs that celebrate the age of sexual awakening in two species of interest, Homo sapiens and Magic Cicada septidecum. And the two do have their similarities, as demonstrated in our opening number, the shrill cackle of Stevie Nicks and the soccer mom classic Edge of 17. But taken out of the shopping mall context, it's a strangely compelling record. Just like the bulging red eyes and droning hiss of the cicada itself, it summons repulsion, fascination. Spun from the original vinyl on a full-range sound system, it's a powerful record with its hidden charms, like piano by Roy Bittan, organ by Ben Montench, Waddy Wachtel's hypnotic guitar riff, and drums by Russ Kunkel, who also drums on this 17 classic by Jackson Browne.
Looking back at the years gone by like so many summer fields. where, mister, when you're young, they bring you up to do like your daddy done. Me and Mary, we met in high school when she was just 17. We drive out of this valley down to where the fields were green. We go down to the river, and into the river we dive.
Jackson Browne hit the magic age in 69 as he sings on Running on Empty. But for Bruce Springsteen's Paramore, In the River, 17 was curtains. Bruce got Mary pregnant at 17, and that was all she wrote. In Broadway musicals, 17 is a time of innocence. From The Sound of Music.
A bell is no bell till you ring. A song is no song till you sing it. And love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give.
start. Somebody kind who touches your mind will suddenly touch your heart.
When that happens, after it happens, nothing is quite the same. Somehow you know you'll jump up and go if ever he calls your name.
Gone are your old ideas of life, the old ideas grow dim. Lo and behold, you're someone's wife, and you belong to him. You may think this kind of adventure never will come to you. Darling, 16, going on 17, wait a year or two.
I'll wait a year or two.
One, two, three.
She was just 17. You know what I mean. Young and sweet. Only 17. You know where this is going.
Having the time.
Oh boy, as the 17-year cicada wriggles out of the ground in the Northeast, some moldy oldies are unearthed from the Vinyl Experience Library's Do Not Play Until 2013 file. Oh, that Rod Stewart song. Kings of Leon from their smash Only by the Night and a song called 17. And now, for the poor, unlovable cicadas with their bulging red eyes and droning call, one of nature's oddest ugly duckling stories, here's some sympathy from Janice Ian.
I learned the truth at 17. Their love was meant for beauty queens. In high school, girls with clear-skinned smiles who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me, and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems. It's 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said, pity please the ones who serve, they only get what they deserve. In the
21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive was 35.
At 17, Frank Sinatra had it made, and poor Janis Ian couldn't get, well, you get the idea. Finally, on the Vinyl Experience, let's put the 17 records to rest for another decade and a half, and now spin a couple from the Bug Collection. For those who can't stomach the creepy crawlers, here's a Jonathan Richman sing-along that you can smile to. And then to bring it all home, it's the true story of Bob Dylan's own encounter with the periodical cicada in the wilds of New Jersey.
Hey there, little insect. Don't scare me so. Don't land on me and bite me, no. Hey there, little insect, please calm down. Then we'll have fun and fool around. One, a two, a one, two, ready, go! I say, hey there, little insect, don't scare me so. Don't land on me, baby, and bite me, no. I say, hey there, little insect, please calm down. Then we'll have fun and fool around. I say, hey there, little praying mantis, I have what to play. Each time on my arm you landed makes me faint. Say, hey there, little insect, please calm down. Then we'll have fun and fool around. You can play catch and stuff. Oh, now I don't want to worry there, insect. I don't want to fight. We'll have fun and fool around. I say, hey there, little hornet, buzzing around me. It sounds like a warning and it's kind of scaring me. Well, hey there, little insect, please calm down so we can have fun and fool around. I don't want to worry there, insect. I do not want to fight.
Hey there, little insect. Hey there, little insect.
That's right. I don't even want to worry about an insect bite.
Hey there, little insect.
I don't.
Hey there, little insect.
See, I don't want to worry. So please calm down. So we can have fun and fool around.
Whoa! Oh, the benches were stained with tears and perspiration. The birdies were flying from tree to tree. There was little to say, there was no conversation. As I stepped to the stage to pick up my degree, and the locust sang off in the distance, yeah. The locust sang such a sweet melody. Oh, the locust sang off in the distance, yeah. The locust sang, and they were singing for me. Into the chamber where the judges were talking. Darkness was everywhere, smelled like a tomb. I was ready to leave, I was already walking. But the next time I looked, there was light in the room. And the locust sang, yeah, it gave me a chill. Oh, the locust sang such a sweet melody. The locusts sang, and they were singing for me. Outside of the gate, the trucks were unloading. The weather was hot, nearly 90 degrees. The man standing next to me, his head was exploding. Well, I was praying the pieces wouldn't fall on me. Yeah, and the locusts sang off in the distance. Yeah, the locusts sang such a sweet melody. Oh, the locusts sang off in the distance. Yeah, the locusts sang, and they were singing for me. Down my robe, picked up my diploma, took a hold of my sweetheart, and away we did drive. Straight for the hills, Black Hills of Dakota. Sure was glad to get out of that life. And the locusts sang, whoa, hey, give me a chill. Yeah, the locusts sang such a sweet melody.
And that's The Vinyl Experience. From New Morning, Bob Dylan's tale of a muggy late spring day at Princeton University in the late 60s, accepting an honorary degree as he was serenaded by the great-great-grandparents of the Brood 2 cicadas that have now descended on the eastern U.S. for these few June weeks in 2013. See ya in 2020, little buggers. Dig out some diapausing Vinyl Experience shows from the archives at prn.fm and rtds.ca. Follow the Vinyl Experience on Facebook and me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.